So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Happy Friday. Okay, so welcome to the Mindset and Hustle Show. We are very early today. We've got a pretty rammed day ahead, so we just had to slide this forward. And in today's session, I wanted to talk about breaking the chains of lack of money from a generational point of view in your family, because there's always somebody who kind of steps up and breaks the mold. And I guess in my family, that was me. I mean, there's no guess about it. I've got, you know, lots and lots of property, and there's nobody else in my family that's done that. So I'm that guy, and I want to just talk about what that actually means and what it looks like and some of the stuff that you have to go through as you proceed to adding more wealth, adding more property, buying more stocks and shares, putting money on Bitcoin. I mean, I bought some Dogecoin a couple of days ago, for goodness sake. Dogecoin is nothing less than a joke, but I'm still investing in it. And what happens is that you have to go through this period where people just look at you like you're an idiot, basically. And I got quite used to that. Maybe I am an idiot. Maybe that's why. But here we are 22 years later, living in Spain with multi-million pound property portfolio, you know, tens of thousands of pounds invested in Bitcoin, and so on and so forth. So it's like, I don't know, right? So let's just talk about some of the stuff that you're going to have to go through. So your ideas, people are going to say to you things like, and by the way, give me a like if you've had any of these said to you, you live in a dream world. Your ideas are pie in the sky. I don't even know what that means. you're nothing but a dreamer. Do you remember that song, Dreamer? Nothing but a dreamer. That's me. You live in a fantasy world. And I like my fantasy world. Welcome to Planet Dan, everybody. We're living in a simulation anyway. And the best news is it's my simulation. And maybe it's yours. If you're listening to this for your own subconscious mind. But this is my simulation. This is my world. And I decide what I do inside my world. Okay. And I decided to go down the wealth path. I decided to try and clear as much debt as I could. It took me a while to get to that realization that that's what I should do. But then I went down the path of building as much wealth as possible so that I never have to go back into work and have a shitty job and have a shitty boss more than anything, because people don't leave jobs, do they? They leave bosses. So in order to do that, you're going to have to put up with quite a lot of stick from other people. And for me, it was like having this invisible shield where negative comments would just bounce off the shield and go straight back at them. And what had to happen here was that I had to have ultimate confidence in my own ability to make decisions. And I can't tell you, and I can't express just how difficult that actually is to have multiple people, close people, family members saying you're a dreamer. It'll amount to nothing. Your accountant, it goes, best of luck to you. Well, I wish you luck. That's another thing that people say. Well, I wish you luck. When really, they might as well just spit on you because that's what their opinion is on you. They just don't believe you. They don't have any faith. And so through NLP, one of the things that I went through was going through all of my friends. It's called the forgiveness process. It's a really powerful process. If you've been lucky enough to do it, you put everybody on a stage and you have wispy ethereal strands connected to them, and you decide to cut the strands and let them float away to go do their own thing. Or you keep them on the stage and you ask them this specific question. And this specific question, this is in your mind, by the way, you're not really putting people on stages. And the question you're asking people is, I support you. Do you support me fully? And if the answer is no, you take them off the stage and you replace them with somebody else who's going to go, yes, Dan, I support you fully. Now, what I'm saying here is that not that you never speak to those people again, but you have set times in your life or during the week where you might, okay, let me catch up with those people. But actually, the people you want to hang around with, the people who you want to go into business with and become your customers and become your suppliers and become your buddies are the people who go, do you know what, Dan? I fully support you 100%. I might not understand what on earth you're talking about. I read some stuff about NFTs yesterday, non-fungible tokens, which is a whole new ballgame, which we'll have to do a podcast on. But when I'm talking about that stuff, I want people to go, Dan, I don't know what you're saying, but I fully support you. What can I do to help you? That's the sort of person that I want around me. Now, when I say this is my world, you just live in it, it's absolutely true. And it's your world and I'm just in your world, right? I'm in total control over who is in my world and in my sphere of influence and who I don't want in my sphere of influence. So, for example, my ex partner who I've got two children with is definitely somebody I would not want in any shape or form within my sphere of influence. The negativity, the narcissism, etc., is horrendous. And on the outside now, looking in, I can see it much more clearly than when I was actually on the inside. Now, you might even live with a person like that, or you might be about to enter a relationship with a person like that. But again, the question that I think that you should be asking is, I support you, do you support me? Let's see, we've got a comment. Who's on this morning? Hey, Essa. Sorry, I don't know how you pronounce your name. Good morning to you. I hope you're well today. So I support you, Essa. I support you. What can I do to help you? And I want you to support me. And if you can't do that in a positive way, you shouldn't be on. I'm not saying go away. I'm saying be positive. Support the people around you. You know, when people have baby showers, I'm sure you've seen this as a meme on Facebook. People have baby showers, don't they? And everyone comes around and buys gifts for the baby. And someone said, hey, how about a business shower? If someone's starting a new business, how about you come around and give them gifts like a water cooler and a new printer and a microphone and some lights and a camera and a training course? You know, like one of my training courses is £27, or the business accelerator, which you can now buy, is £57. Why don't you buy somebody that? How's that for being supportive? Like, ask them, would this be useful if I bought this for you? Well done on starting up your business. I'd like to buy something. Is it a light? Is it a microphone? Is it a camera? Is it some training? Is it, you know, is it 10 hours at £15 an hour for someone to do your accounts? How can I help? And I'm not saying that you have to give like stuff, physical stuff, that you have to pay money. It can just be, look, dude, I've got 3 hours available this weekend. What can I do to help you in your business? What can I do to help you understand non-fungible tokens? What can I do to help you understand where Bitcoin is going? Thank you, Issa. I respect your hustle too. It's all about the hustle, but not hustle for hustle's sake. Hustle to get the results that you want in life, but also hustle to get the support from the people within your network, the people within your family. Now, obviously, you can't choose who is going to be in your family. You wake up one day, as in you're born, oh, I've got a family. Not that you say that because you're like, you know, zero months old. But you wake up and you become consciously aware of your family around you, and some of your family are idiots, right? Let's not be about the bush. Some of your family are idiots. And so what are you going to do about that? There's not that much you can do, but you can get them. You can persuade them. You can cajole them. You can show them why you need their support, even if it's just emotional support. Even if they do not understand what on earth you are doing. Dogecoin, what's Dogecoin? Ethereum, what's that? Facebook, internet, I don't understand any of that. But it doesn't matter, I'm here to support you. And those people who are not here to support you and who quite clearly don't support you through the language that they use, you're nothing but a dreamer, you're a waste of time, you're useless. You want to do that? You'll never be good at that. You're going on that training course, you... Like, listen to the voice and listen to the tonality in people's voices, because they will tell you everything that they think about you. And obviously, you know, let's talk about life partners for now. So, for example, my wife has a very big family, she's very close to them. And I'm definitely the weirdo within that group of people. They're all degree educated. They go down the traditional route of getting a job, getting educated, getting degrees, and all in high paying jobs. And it's very good. And then I come along, no degree, but a portfolio and businesses. And still my wife starts to say, so what is it you do again? Now, that's not a problem, but I do get support from them. That's the key right there. That's the little nugget that you're after. You don't need them to understand what you're doing. You just got to get to the stage where people go, Dan, I don't know what you're doing. I support you. What can I do to help? And when stuff happens, and stuff will happen, and I mean bad stuff, okay, they're there to pick you up, not to fix the thing that's broken in your business, but to say, there, it will get better. You are capable of it. Because we surround ourselves far too many times with people who go, well, I knew that was going to happen. Like, why are you surrounding yourself with that? So Issa's just saying, I don't know if I'm overthinking it. I can guarantee that you totally are overthinking it. And so there's this concept of just taking whatever it is that you want to do and just go do it. Let's take an example. Here's my coffee mug. This is my coffee mug. It's a Marvel coffee mug. Let's say I was selling these mugs, okay? I don't need to overthink the sale of this mug. I just need to get this mug in front of as many Marvel fans as possible. This is from this is Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy. I couldn't remember his name then. I am Groot, right? This is a Groot mug. All I got to do is find as many Marvel people as possible and go, hey, dude, I got this great Groot mug. It's normally 20 quid. It's yours for a tenner. We got three left. Why don't you buy one now? Like, don't overthink it. Well, what should be my marketing campaign be? What about an email follow-up? Like, yeah, to all of that, just get it done. Overthinking something basically means putting off the hard work. And so I want to talk about that for a second because this is really important when starting a business. As a business owner of a digital marketing agency, I get people come in and go, I need a new logo. And I go, okay, what's your business? And let's just say it's called Dell, right? Okay, so let's just use the word Dell and put it in a blue box with a bit of a slant on it. No. I need it to demonstrate my brand values. What are your brand values? Loyalty, authenticity. And it's like, dude, you ain't gonna establish anything through a logo with those brand values. And you're spending far too much time on your logo. And the reason why people spend far too much time on a logo is it's the lowest hanging fruit. It's the easiest thing for people to spend time on because there's no comeback. There's nobody going, I don't like that. Because it's a logo. Nobody cares, right? That's why people don't say anything about your logo. Literally nobody gives a shit about your logo other than you. And your website. Well, we've got a website in place and that'll be ready in about 4 weeks. What? 4 weeks? What do you mean 4 weeks? Why is it going to be 4 weeks? Like, get your website done. Get it live today. What are you doing? Just get it done. Don't overthink it. Just get it out there because there's a million different things to do. And one of the reasons why people don't get the website up and out today, right this very minute, is because then they've got a proper business. Then they have to do some of the hard work. And some of the hard work are things like putting together a marketing campaign, spending hard-earned money on Facebook ads, which usually will fail if you don't know what you're doing, right? Picking up the phone and cold calling, hey, is that Jim? I've got some mugs I need to sell you. Do you want to buy 200 for discount age? You know, anytime next Tuesday I can deliver. They don't want to do that because that's really hard. It's much easier to go, no, I'm not going to do that. Let me work on my logo because my logo will help me sell the mug because my logo displays my loyalty and authenticity and all that bullshit stuff. It's bullshit. Just, you know, get your logo out, spend 10 minutes on canva.com, go do your logo, it's done, bang, thank you very much. Go to WordPress, download a theme, install WordPress, make it look half decent, or even better, pay us to do it and make it look really good for you, and functional too. Get yourself a CRM, start putting people into that CRM, start hitting the phones, stop thinking about that. And by the way, all of that is on day one. That's not 3 weeks into your future. And if you want to be the person that is going to break the chains of poverty or lack of financial success or lack of money within your family, this is the sort of stuff that's going to happen. Because while everybody else is going, no, I need to spend 4 weeks thinking about how authentic my logo looks, you should be out closing goddamn business and bringing some money in. Right. I hope that's useful for you. Went on slightly longer than I expected there. But Issa, thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate that. If you're not in the mastermind group as yet, then please do come and join us in there. Other than that, the link will be down below. And if not, just put in a comment and I'll drop you the link. Hope you guys have a good Friday. And we're live again on Monday in the Business Growth Show. Come and join me for that. And then we'll speak to you soon. Have yourselves a great weekend. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.